If you're anything like me, you're sick and tired of the hustle, the grind, the just eat less and move more, macho mansplaining from the fitness and dieting industry. Women, we are not mini men. It's time to dump the bro science training and diet advice, break through our BS, and flex your feminine. I'm Kayla Michelle, and I help busy babes just like you build better beliefs and bodies femininely. Welcome to the Flex Your Feminine podcast. Percent of women will feel this way. It's a serious condition affecting a lot of us who are trying to lose weight, tone up, and get stronger, be the best that we can be. And you may be one of them. Symptoms include feeling like you should work out all the time, and if you don't, you feel crazy guilty. Getting sucked into videos and pictures on social media of a babe who is paid to work out, eat perfectly 24/7, 365, and tell you how your problem is from not working hard enough, or because you haven't bought her skinny tea detox pill, potion, or lotion. We've all seen that, yeah? Or thinking that white-knuckling some crazy low-calorie, low-carb, no-carb, low-fat ice chip diet is a badge of honor. Like, but I only ate salads with lemon juice for 6 days. Honey, not okay. So I call it hustle-itis. You see it everywhere in the fitness and dieting industry. Quote unquote, hustle for the muscle, sacrifice today for your success tomorrow, no pain, no gain, grind while others are sleeping, just eat less and do more, right? And I understand motivation moves us, and yes, we all know that nothing grows in our comfort zone. But seriously, we need to take a look at this at a deeper level, because we would never be okay with someone else starving us, beating us up beyond our ability to recover, depriving us of sleep, all while criticizing our body's appearance every step along the way. That's verbal abuse. That's abusive on multiple levels. Very toxic. If that was a relationship, I think your relationship coach would tell you to get out. So why the heck do we do this to ourselves and tolerate it? Why do we expect it of ourselves in order to succeed? Like, the more we suffer, the more worthy we are of the success that we should be receiving. No, it's time to cure the hustle-itis once and for all. If we haven't met yet, hi. My name is Kayla Michelle. For a decade now, I've helped busy women just like you create better beliefs, build better bodies, enjoy more food freedom, more time, and a lifestyle that they love by teaching them how to flex their femininity, specifically in their nutrition and fitness endeavors. Yes, my belief and my teaching practice optimizes your womanness. That's the secret ingredient that the hyper-masculine hustle-itis diet and fitness industry has been keeping from you. So I have a few questions to ask you. How would it feel to not have to stress about meal prep like ever again? How would it feel to have more time for yourself and the things that you love, the people that you love? How would it feel to really, truly love your body? And I'm not talking about the body acceptance movement all over social media right now where we're trying to make something into what it's not. I'm talking about true transformative self-love. It's very different from self-acceptance. It's a celebration of who you are. And how would it feel to confidently walk the beach or a pool in any swimsuit of your choice? How would it feel to see your lover's jaw drop and eyes twinkle at your naked glory? How would it feel to be stronger physically than you've ever felt before, channeling those Wonder Woman vibes? How would it feel to break through the burnout and dump the doubt that has been holding you back to this point and plaguing you with fear? No more hustle-itis. Are you ready? Because you're worth it. I know you are. And deep down, you know you are. Yes, you do. And if not now, then when? Now is the time. Because I have a feeling that you'd like more time. More time freedom, more food freedom. And I feel like you would like to start living in your best body ASAP, right? Mm-hmm. So I'd be remiss then if I didn't tell you that enrollment is officially open for Sorority, the Inner Circle. This is my high vibe, one of a kind, 12-week online mastermind beginning on March 19th. I'm calling in only 20 women to this sacred sisterhood who are 100% ready and excited to lose stubborn body fat, flex their femininity in and out of the gym, tone up and get stronger both mentally, emotionally, and physically. So go to fittuition.com to see if this transformational opportunity to work directly with me in achieving your goals is in alignment for you. I would also love to hear what's holding you back from your best body and beliefs. So on fittuition.com, you can find a section to email me at and tell me what is the single biggest challenge that you are facing right now in your transformation. Yes, I will really respond to you. Have a beautiful, blessed day, and I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening. Hi, girls. I think I'm live. Hopefully the connection is good. Sorry this is getting up a little bit late tonight, but I wanted to address a question that was posted a little bit earlier in our group by Mariah, and I thought it was a really great question because I hear this question a lot. It's a concern that a lot of us have had. I have had it in the past too until I understood what was really going on. So she posted a little bit earlier that her mom surprised her by coming into town for a couple of days, and I think it was Mariah's birthday, but she did really well with portion control and her eating. She stuck to her workout schedule and routine. She did allow herself to have some birthday cake, but that was only one treat out of the entire couple of days that her mom was visiting. So the problem is that she followed this plan and she did, like, it sounds like a really good balance of life and continuing on her goals. But then she weighed herself today and she's up 5 pounds. And I can understand why that's feeling really discouraging and frustrating for her, because she thinks that she was making really good decisions all weekend. And this happens a lot to so many of us, and it especially happens over holidays, birthdays, and weekends in general. So I thought that this was a really important question to address. Number one, Mariah, and any of you who are struggling with this same dilemma, I'm super proud of you for having the birthday cake. I'm super proud of you for sticking to your workout regimen, and I'm super proud of you for staying strict with yourself on portion control. I'm sure you're looking back at the couple of days spent with your mom and your family and going, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, I should have, would have, could have. Don't should all over yourself. Stop shoulding all over yourself. We have to live and we have to be balanced about our goals and life. So, you know, your mom surprising you by coming into town should be celebrated. Your birthday should be celebrated. My birthday's coming up next week. I'm going to have some cake. Like, just enjoy life, right? So that's the 80-20 principle. Then let's get into where this 5 pounds came from. First of all, you did not gain 5 pounds of fat unless you had a huge binge episode that you are not, making me aware of. There's no way that you gained 5 pounds of fat, because the logistics of thermodynamics teach us that a pound of fat equals 3,500 calories. So unless you are eating a deficit of 3,500 calories over the course of, let's say, a week, you're going to lose a pound of fat. If you eat 3,500 calories more than you should be consuming, whether it's in a day or it's over the course of another week, you will gain a pound of body fat. Or we can put some of that into muscle gain if that is our goal and we're eating the right types of foods and we're doing the right types of training. We can put that towards muscle repair. Okay, so you could gain some of that 1 pound could be muscle gain. Let me just put that out there. But for the sake of conversation, we're talking about body fat and calories. All right, so no matter what, up or down,
It requires 3,500 calories for a pound to come off or go on to your body. All right. Now, in 2 days, which what sounds like not a crazy bunch of binging episodes from you, Mariah, there's no way that you ate 3,500 calories worth of food that is going to put body fat, 5 pounds worth of body fat on your body. So I'm not even going to do the math right now, but 3,500 times 5 in 2 days, there's zero chance that a slice of cake or whatever it was that you ate with good portion control caused 5 pounds at 3,500 calories per pound to go onto your body. So I just want to put your mind at ease that there's no way you gained 5 pounds worth of fat over this weekend, okay? So what ends up happening is, I don't know what kind of diet you're following. If you are, I'm going to assume that you're following a semi-low carbohydrate diet, or maybe even a no-tolerance carbohydrate diet, which is what a lot of us women tend to gravitate towards in order to lose the body fat, shed the weight, make the scale go down, etc. What happens when we do that is we have a really strict baseline of no carb or low carb intake day to day to day, whether it be Monday through Friday or for a prolonged period of time consistently. There's going to be a lot of weight, not saying fat, weight. There's going to be a lot of weight lost because of the no carb strict, you know, restriction. That is because your body retains water when we eat carbohydrates, and water is going to weigh something. So the water retention is caused because our bodies store what's called glycogen in our liver and our muscle tissue when we eat carbohydrates. And by carbohydrates, I mean anything starchy like potatoes, pastas, wine counts as a carbohydrate, fruit counts as a carbohydrate, squashes, beans, lentils, grains, oatmeal, quinoa, you know, all that good stuff. It is good stuff, but if we cut it all out of our diet, our body, as soon as it's introduced to any of it, like cake, or if you had quinoa over the weekend, or if you had oatmeal, or I mean anything that your body's not used to on a carbohydrate level, anything above baseline of what your body's used to in the carbohydrate macro area, is going to cause water retention. And it's so easy for even 1 day of a slightly higher carbohydrate intake to cause 5 to 10 pounds of water retention, okay? It's just the way it is. And unfortunately, this is why, let me back up, this is why I hate the scale, and I hate having you girls use the scale as a barometer for your success. Because what you told me, Mariah, was that you made all the right decisions. You did. And there's absolutely nothing wrong with having some birthday cake on your birthday, and it should not derail you from your goals. But today you're feeling super frustrated because you don't understand what went wrong. Nothing went wrong. To me, based off of the information that I've been given, I feel like you are just retaining water. And if you up your water intake, you start drinking more water tonight and tomorrow, that weight is going to flush off of you really super quickly, and you're going to be back to baseline. All right. This is also why I do not recommend low, 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 no carbohydrate diets, because it gives you a very false sense of fat loss. When you cut carbs out of your diet, you are going to lose weight immediately because you are cutting the water retention from your intracellular situation with your muscles and the glycogen storage and everything that I just explained. So if any carbohydrate is reintroduced to your diet for any reason, like a treat on your birthday or something like that, or a weekend getaway, and some carbohydrates sneak in there, you're going to feel a little bit bloated. You're going to see the scale jump up 5 or more pounds, and it's not going to feel good. It's going to feel like you gained weight, because you did, but it's not fat. It's going to come off just as quickly as it went on. So I hope that's encouraging to you. The third thing, because I'm trying to troubleshoot here and I don't have like a whole bunch of information, I have a little comment from her which did a good job, but I don't have like a huge spectrum of information to pull from. So the other thing to keep in mind, that it depends on where your hormones are sitting based off of what stage and phase of your hormonal cycle you're in. At, like, what time of the month is it? You know, we have to look at that too, because I can gain 5 to 10 pounds of water retention and bloat leading up to my period. And that's just something we all deal with. So if you're in the premenstrual phase of the month, you're going to be retaining some water for that reason too. So some different things to think about. I think most likely the biggest aggravator for you over this weekend was probably carbohydrates, and it may not have even been bad carbohydrates. It's not like I'm saying you went out and had a Mexican dinner. I'm just saying, even if you ate beets and lentils versus, you know, your normal basic iceberg lettuce salad with spinach, you're going to have more carbs in your system just from the beets and lentils. Even though it was a great decision for you to have that, it's going to show up with water retention. So anyway, I hope that that helps. And one more time, this is why I recommend that you have a baseline in your diet that includes good carbohydrates, because it is a much more healthy, well-rounded approach to take with your diet. Cutting out entire food groups is not a great idea for multiple reasons. Your hormones need a baseline of carbohydrates to function properly. As a woman, we are different than men. And I would love, for all of your sanity's sake, to see you all at least have a baseline lowish level of carbohydrates in your diet, so that you don't see this yo-yo happen with your weight fluctuating thanks to water retention and glycogen storage just because you decided to have a beet salad or whatever, you know what I mean, because your body's not used to processing through that glycogen. So save yourself the headache. Don't weigh yourself every day. Our weight is going to fluctuate no matter what. Don't weigh yourself every day. I recommend just going off of the mirror, go off of how you feel in and out of your clothes, go off of how your performance is in the gym, and use the scale as one barometer of success, but measure yourself, measure your inches, measure your waist, measure your thighs, you know, whatever you're working on, use measurements, use the mirror, use pictures, before pictures, progress pictures, after pictures. All of that helps and gives you a more well-rounded, holistic view of what's going on with your body and your progress than just the scale. So you don't have to be afraid of the scale, but I don't want you to rely on it solely as your only measurement of success. All right, I hope that was helpful, Mariah. I hope that that was helpful and insightful for all of you watching the replay. And again, if you have any questions that you want me to answer, just hashtag ask Kayla, and that will alert me so that I can get on here and either type back a comment, or if I think it's a really valuable question, I will make a video like this for you. All right, girls, have a beautiful rest of your Monday evening. Mwah, mwah, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.